This is VOA News. I'm Lori London in Washington. President Donald Trump predicts North Korea would be very rich, and he's promising the Kim family dynasty very adequate protection to stay in power if it agrees to give up its nuclear weapons. If leader Kim Jong-un does not agree to such a deal, however, Trump is warning the impoverished nation faces being decimated.
We'll see what happens. We are dealing with them now. We may have the meeting. We may not have the meeting. If we don't have it, that will be very interesting. We'll see what happens.
Trump says planning discussions continue between the U.S. and North Korean officials, who are behaving like nothing happened despite statements from Pyongyang casting doubt on the summit. Officials in Hawaii say there has been an explosive eruption at the Kilauea volcano summit, sending a plume of ash more than 9,000 meters into the air early Thursday. Authorities have been warning residents and airplanes to stay away from parts of the Big Island. Mike Poland is a scientist with the U.S. Geological Survey.
The greatest danger from future explosions like this is to the immediate vicinity of the eruptive vent itself, that is, within Kilauea caldera. That's where there are large blocks that are expected to fall that are ejected by these explosions. And that's why the national park is closed right now.
President Donald Trump is casting doubt on the prospect of trade talks with China, saying the economic powerhouse has become very spoiled because it usually gets its way with the U.S. Trump says the U.S. has been losing $500 billion a year on trade with China. And you're listening to VOA News in Washington. Congo's Ebola outbreak has spread to the capital of the